know you. Good afternoon, my name's Superintendent Ernie Boyd, I'm the local police area commander. Thames Valley Police are currently investigating three fires in the Wallingford area. Police officers were called at 3:24 this morning to Benson Lane, Cromarsh, Gifford, where a fire was reported to the buildings of South Oxfordshire District Council. On arrival, officers found a nearby commercial property also on fire. At 3:41 this morning, police officers were called to a third fire at a property in a nearby village, Rope Marsh. Thames Valley Police are linking these three fires. All three fires are being treated as suspicious. It is believed that a vehicle collided with the South Oxfordshire District Council building prior to the fire. There are cordons in place at the scenes of all three fires, and residents and motorists have been asked to avoid these areas. At this time, we believe nobody has been injured in any of these fires. However, all three buildings are still being searched and examined for their safety. A 47-year-old local man has been arrested on suspicion of arson and is currently in custody. I would emphasise that these incidents are being treated as criminal acts and are not thought to be linked to any form of terrorist activity. Around 30 people have been evacuated from nearby properties in Rope Marsh, and they have been evacuated to the village hall, where they are being supported by the British Red Cross.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Simon Furlong. I'm the Assistant Chief Fire Officer for Oxfordshire Fire and Rescue Service. Similar to Thames Valley Police, we were called to three incidents this morning. An incident in Roke Marsh, which was a thatched property. We received the call from the occupier upon she had discovered a fire in her property. We responded to that and we forwarded 12 appliances to that incident. We've been working at that incident with colleagues from Thames Valley Police, the Red Cross, and from Berkshire Fire and Rescue Service. Also been working with emergency planning from Oxfordshire County Council with that incident. About 10 minutes later, we were then called to an incident at South Oxfordshire District Council, where we attended again with colleagues from Berkshire Fire and Rescue. And as has previously been stated, we then came across a further fire at a property adjacent to the District Council. Crews have been working since the early hours of the morning. The fire is now under control and we're just damping down at both of these activities. We're working with Thames Valley Police and colleagues from South Oxfordshire District Council to ensure that we minimise damage and are carrying out the investigation into those fires. That will be an ongoing event and we expect to be at both incidents for a significant period of time. Thank you.
My name is John Cotton. I'm the leader of South Oxfordshire District Council. First, I'd like to express my thanks to Simon and the Oxfordshire Fire Service. They've done a magnificent job here. It looks like their fast actions have actually saved quite a large part of the building, and we're very grateful for that. We're also grateful to Andy and the Thames Valley Police. They acted very swiftly this morning, and as you've heard, have identified a suspect and an arrest has been made. The key thing I think to say at this moment is that many of the services of the District Council are not affected. The waste collection shall carry on, the benefits will carry on, the leisure services will carry on. Our focus right now is ensuring that the important services we provide are brought back up to speed as quickly as possible, and we'll be doing that over the coming days and weeks. Thank you.
Okay, we'll take a few questions.
What's the connection between the house and these two buildings?
That's subject of the ongoing investigation at the moment. We're trying to form those links as we speak.
There were gas canisters involved. Were they in the car or were they in the building? Where were the gas canisters that went?
Gas canisters have been found at the location of all three of the fires.
Were they in the car?
There were gas canisters in the vicinity of the car.
Are you aware of any asbestos in this building?
I'll refer to Sonia.
There is a low level of asbestos that we have. We've been assessing it with the structural engineers from South Oxfordshire District Council. It's a very low level hazard, but all crews are wearing the protective gear in or near the vicinity of that low level asbestos.
When would you imagine the people from Roke back into their houses?
There is some activity ongoing at Roke at the moment where we are making an address safe. We hope to be able to let the residents from the adjoining premises back to the house later this afternoon or early this evening.
Why's the bomb squad been here, Andy?
We are searching another address at Roke at the moment. There are gas canisters in that premise. We've secured the services of the EOD just to make sure that that premise is safe when officers go in and conduct a search later this afternoon.
And you won't
come in Roke Marsh.
Is there another address there, another address apart from the one that's on fire?
That's correct.
Yeah, so there's two addresses.
Is that the address of the arrested man?
That is correct.
What was the car, the type of car?
Unfortunately, it's extensively burnt out and we're still trying to establish that.
How are South Oxfordshire District Council and the Vale of Whitehorse managing to carry on with services?
Well, it's going to be difficult for the next few hours, certainly, but we've got contingency plans for this sort of event. And they've been put into chain this morning. There's already a skeleton staff working at our offices over in Abingdon, and over the next few days, we're getting more people in. I've had a lot of support and calls from the other leaders in Oxfordshire, and lots of offers of space and help, so we'll be taking those up.
What services might not be happening today, though?
Well, planning is going to be very difficult. As you can see, the planning department has pretty much disappeared. It's going to be very hard to provide any services today that are provided directly from here. Happily, that isn't too many in the short term. But things like, if people have got emergency requirements, then there is a number. They can contact the council, and we'll be helping them as best we can.
Why was Do you the believe the planning department was the target?
I don't know.
Why was the funeral
That is subject to the ongoing investigation. We're trying to establish that at this time.
Okay, one last question.
Was anyone in the thatched house when it was the fire was reported?
Yes, there was. There was an 80-year-old lady. She managed to get out safely, and she's with us now, helping us with our inquiries.
Okay, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Mr. Cotter. Stop.